Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Golden Ash. Chapter 19. The Impossible.
The coroner's report showed head trauma indicating several blows to the back of the skull.
Consistent with being bashed against a wooden fence or even a tree?
We held the farmer for a while. He was cooperative. I almost hated to do it. He came in for questioning, but he was clueless. So was his wife. They never heard anything that night?
It was over a year ago. They don't remember. Besides, how well could you see from their farmhouse to that tree across a giant field at twilight?
Eventually, we got the print work back from the shovels the farmer kept in his shed. 3 sets of prints. Mine, his, and a third. Luckily, they matched a set we had on file, taken a little over a month ago, from the morgue. That's the thing about prints. People don't always know. They last. They last a long time.
Well, you were right. It was Nate Wilson. Unbelievable. Bashed her head in and buried her under a tree hoping she'd never be found. And then he just went to Marchand's afterwards.
It would appear so.
Fuck. That is cold, man. What possessed you to dig under the tree?
Is it weird to say? I feel like she led me there.
Yes. Yes, man, that is super fucking weird. But you found her, so kudos, I guess?
Marchand was distraught when we told her.
Oh, God. That sick, sick man. And that poor girl.
All the while making sure we knew how completely innocent she was.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't have anything to do with this, you must understand. I would never plagiarize someone else's work. He said it was his idea. No wonder he was so late that night.
No wonder he was so late that night.
Memory's a funny thing, how it returns at its own convenience. The Perrys were confused, relieved. Who can say?
Why would he?
He was a good neighbor.
We still can't know for sure if Nate and Madeira were having an affair.
Though they would have had plenty of opportunities, especially if he was picking her up from school and Julianne was home with her broken leg. The Perrys would be with the twins at their extracurricular whatever. Andrew was always working late. Perfect time for an illicit, almost certainly illegal affair. I mean, she was 16, but...
We could have gotten him. Statutory rape from a position of trust and authority.
So, basically everyone is now a suspect in Nate Wilson's death, but for real this time.
Thanks for your backdated confidence.
They all have a clearer motive now, is all I'm saying.
Except they all have alibis. We've been over this. The Perrys were at the restaurant and jazz club. Andrea was at the office. Marchand was at that party in Seattle. The only person who has motive and no real alibi is Julianne.
And the twins.
Wait, what did you say?
I was joking. I said the twins.
Hang on a minute.
Come on, dude. I was joking.
You think it's so crazy?
Yes. Yes, it is. They're kids. It's impossible.
No. Time travel is impossible. This is highly unlikely.
There is no reason to believe this.
Untrue. They loved Madeira more than anyone. If Nate Wilson was responsible for the death of Madeira Perry, and they knew it, who's to say that those two little sociopathic Einsteins didn't formulate a revenge plot on him?
Wow. Okay. Well, you need to prove that they knew about whatever was going on between Nate and Madeira, and that they knew he had a hand in her death. Is there even any criminal precedent for something like this?
There have been plenty of children who've killed. Mary Bell, Nathaniel Abraham, Diedrich Owens. Hell, any school shooter.
Kids killing kids. Acting out. This, if it was murder, which you still can't prove, was premeditated. And we are talking about 9-year-olds. Premeditated.
They are not normal 9-year-olds. Ask anyone. It's not impossible. I don't want it to be true, okay? It sounds nuts. But if they've done this and gotten away with it, what next? They're 9 now. What do you think they'll be like at 16? 21? They'll be fucking invincible.
Fuck, I'm sorry I said anything.
You're not even gonna toss this around with me?
Sorry, bud. You're on your own.
Lee had a point. My gut had led me to Madeira, but now I was heading somewhere I probably shouldn't go. If Nate was responsible for Madeira's death, maybe he got what he deserved. And maybe it was just a coincidence. Still, that annoying little feeling in the back of my brain wouldn't leave me alone. Golden Ash, Madeira's hair, Malta's warning, Hazel Street. I knew there was something more. And I couldn't stop until I had exhausted all my options, as crazy as they might seem.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.